Simon Palmer and Dale Steyn shared 6 wickets as South Africa homed in on victory in the third and final test against the West Indies, despite rain preventing any more than 47.2 overs of play on day 4 in Cape Town. The West Indies were making steady progress before they lost their way dramatically, collapsing from 182 for 3 to be all out for 215 in their second innings. Palmer returned innings figures of 4 for 82 with his off-spin, and fast bowler Steyn 3 for 75 as South Africa was set a victory target of 124. And although they lost the wicket of Alvaro Peterson in the final passage of play before stumps, they will start the final day heavy favourites to claim a 2-0 series win unless the weather intervenes once again. Kane Williamson made a patient unbeaten 80 to guide New Zealand into a 118-run lead over Sri Lanka on day 3 of the second and final test in Wellington. After Kumar Sangakkara's brilliant double century turned the game on its head on day 2, New Zealand had to battle to regain the lead. Williamson's 80 saw him face 200 balls as the home side closed on 253 for 5 in their second innings. BJ Watling with 48 not out and Hamish Rutherford with 40 also made useful runs to keep New Zealand in the game. Ireland have confirmed that the same 15 players heading to the UAE to play in an ODI tri-series will form their squad for the Cricket World Cup. The team will play a brace of ODIs apiece against Afghanistan and Scotland in Dubai, but they will fine-tune their preparations for the World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. Captain William Porterfield, along with Niall and Kevin O'Brien, Ed Joyce and John Mooney, will be participating at his third World Cup. Mike Hussey will captain the Australian Prime Minister's 11, which will take on England in a one-day game in Canberra on the 14th of January. Hussey will lead a side that also includes Australian internationals Pat Cummins and Glenn Maxwell. In the side as well will be Papua New Guinea batsman Liga Sayeka, who scored a century in PNG's first ever ODI last year and earned a Big Bash contract with the Melbourne Renegades.